Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everyone.
Welcome to One Harmonic Whole
with Kim and Jill.
Sit back and enjoy today's message.
We're back.
Oots, 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 oots.
She's getting all funky over here. Is that the right word?
Yep.
trusting.
Trust, self-trust, shiny things.
Okay. So as we're working on the next episode,
which is this episode. Is that
yes.
what you mean?
This episode.
Transition, end scene, start scene.
Yep.
So I looked up, and I'm going to bring this up today. So I have this Moldavite.
For those of you that can see the video, for those of you that can't, you have to just pretend that you can see this beautiful Moldavite ring. Oh, that's a stone. Look it up. We talked about gemstones last time. If you're not familiar with Moldavite,
yeah,
just Google it.
Yep.
Spell it.
Moldavite.
Thank you. Moldavite.
Yep.
Moldavite. Okay.
So this little ring, I have it in necklace form. So I have it in a ring form. I also have it in just like a stone form.
And this ring is set in silver?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So the interesting thing was we talked about the pretties. And being drawn to
last episode, we talked about self-trust and getting distracted by the pretties around in the world. Yeah. Okay.
So
an impulse buys a target.
So this was one years ago. I had heard about Moldavite. I was like, people would claim that it's a very powerful stone. And back in the day, I didn't realize how the energy that stones really, really carried. I believed it, but yet I didn't believe it. Okay. I'm like, so you're telling me to carry rose quartz with me and it's supposed to help with love. And I will tell you, when you are in alignment with your truth and you are pulled to a certain stone, say rose quartz, it's not like you're going to pull in all this extra love in your life. It's actually going to bring out your own love's truth. So stones really help bring out truth. But if you just grab a whole bunch because they're pretty, I ain't gonna do much for you.
Well, the grab a whole bunch because it's pretty is very external.
Yes.
And our theme right now is about a self-trust in this inner experience. And so then what you just described, what I heard anyway, was if you have rose quartz, not a whole bunch of other ones, because you might be new to play with the energies of stones, that a rose quartz experience will, what was it, kind of play on your inner heart love energies.
Yes.
And trusting that.
Yeah.
Because they might not all be, shall I say, fun.
Correct. Yes.
Judged as fun. Some of them may be judged as not so entertaining because you might say that rose quartz might bring up some heartache.
Yep.
Or remember when I talked on the last episode about the impulse buy and setting it down and being angry?
Yeah.
You might have anger come up.
Yep.
Because as a little kid, say you couldn't get what you wanted and you really loved something.
Yes.
And all you did then is you stuffed that because then someone told you, don't do that. Don't feel that. Don't be that. And so then you stuff that experience, that energy in your heart center region of your body. And now holding this rose quartz brings that up.
Yep.
That's the experience. Now, it could also bring up really beautiful stuff too. I'm just saying people would probably be more surprised if the judge it, not as good stuff comes up.
Yep. So that's a false belief that I think that we've been taught with gemstones. In my world, when I started going into, say, the spiritual world and stuff like that, it was like, gemstones are great. They're going to help out with this. They're going to bring all these great fortunes, blah, 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 to you.
Yeah.
I didn't have that experience. So here I am. I want to know truth. This is kind of part of this year, but also in the past. I wanted to know the truth so that I could find myself, find my intuition. That was part of my journey. So then when I would use certain gemstones, sometimes I would notice things. I wouldn't notice the good things. I would notice some of the internal battles, self-judgment actually would come up a little bit more. So I love the gemstones for that. But that's not what we've been taught or told.
Right.
So there was something that's actually very powerful.
Now, right.
we were, the way it was twisted, it was manipulated over time.
Like a lot of the other things we talked about earlier in this. Yes. In this new themes episodes, your truth, what you just described there is what was your truth around gemstones, not what someone else told you would be your truth, your experience. That's when the phrase your truth is, I would say, well used.
Yeah.
When someone, say, gaslights you.
Oh, yeah.
And does it your truth, and it's not so. Yeah. So there is a, you know, truth is quite honestly kind of elusive idea. Because of that, because we can have your truth that's very, I'll call it positive. We can have your truth that then is very negative. They are this two sides of the same coin. They are interconnected. Both are needed, as a matter of fact. But the your truth in involving trust makes it really powerful. Mm-hmm. Your truth without trust, without a deep sense of self-trust, makes it, I don't know what it is, but it's something else that let it go.
So I'm going to go back to this Moldavite. The reason why I'm bringing this up.
Yeah.
Is this one, I was told back in the day that it changes your life. It puts you on your path like really fast and all the stuff.
It's extra powerful because it's rare. There's only one part of the world it comes from. When it's genuine, be careful about buying a real one. There's only limited amount.
Yeah.
Okay. That's part of the other stories that I heard around why it's so powerful, say, to change your life.
Yep. I've been told it was from an asteroid that crossed into the Earth that created like the stone.
In the Russia region of the world.
Yep. Right? So part of that is like, there was something that pulled me towards it. Like, yeah, that's truthful. Okay. But I really didn't want to believe. I really didn't. Like, I love to challenge things. Because
do you? Of course you do. You love to challenge things.
Yep. Like, where is the truth involved in it? So that was one back in the day. I got one that was just a necklace and I started wearing it. And it wasn't like crazy powerful where you felt this like whoosh, like we want that instant gratification feeling. We want that dopamine hit. It wasn't that. It was more like, oh, okay. And I started going about my daily living like no big deal. Okay. Things happened actually very quick. Within a few weeks, I got jobs taken away from me, literally got fired, like all this like crazy stuff started happening. And I went through some really deep soul searching in that time frame.
So this is around the time, this all occurred around the time when you embrace Moldavite in your life. Okay.
Yep. And I couldn't believe that it was actually the Moldavite doing it.
Gotcha.
I didn't want to believe that.
Gotcha.
So I actually had taken it off and things actually did calm down. It was the weirdest thing ever. It's like, there's no way. So then I have to play with certain things to actually find out, does it really resonate with my truth or not? Does it like correlate with my belief system?
And is it trustworthy?
Yeah.
Trust. I love that you said that because I heard a definition of trust last year. And trust is not a feeling. Mm-hmm. It's basically trust is a series of experiences. And that's what you just did.
Yeah.
That we reference. You call them memories sometimes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
But you created there with the Moldavite experiences for you to determine what's truthful and what you can trust through like engaging in it, not having some shiny thing tell you, Kim, this is what it is. And, you know, and sometimes it's okay. Sometimes you do have an intuition that, yep, I can accept this. You don't have to test everything for yourself.
Correct.
But something like Moldavite that you've been told has this really big, powerful effect, pretty wise to do your own testing with it.
It was a big hit.
Are we Minnesotans here?
Yeah. You yes.
That was funny. All right.
I'll embrace it.
So we're coming into a weekend, and this one goes up goes live to the public now. So on the weekend for this pause,
mm-hmm.
we're going to encourage people to
grab something that you may not completely trust. Say a gemstone.
You may not trust it, or just grab something that makes a really big promise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huge promise.
And see what, say, experiences happen in your life, what feelings come up. Do you get angry, frustrated, or do you get like
excited?
Yeah. Like, just notice it, recognize it. Don't do anything with it. I'm just going to say that. Just recognize
it. I was going to say, it's kind of like, just touch it briefly. If it's something online, just be with it very briefly and then leave and notice the experience. If it's something physical, like a Moldavite ring, pick it up and experience that, then set it down.
Yes.
And it's some of like learning the contrast between when you have that, when you've consented to that thing,
mm-hmm.
it's energy coming into your experience versus when you put it down.
Yeah.
So now you have it, now you don't.
Yeah.
What's the difference that you're experiencing there?
Yeah. Yeah. I want people to play with that. Take a moment.
Oh, non-judgmentally. You're never going to hear us stop talking about judgment. We've tried and it just keeps coming up. Yeah. So yeah, if your experience is when you, like, again, put something down, if you find yourself getting upset, just notice that without judgment. If you find yourself, you don't care. I could take it or I could leave it. You notice that too. These are all little practices to refining our ability to spot truth or get closer to truth faster, and also to trust ourselves.
Correct. And really, when you trust like yourself without judgment, when you trust things without an emotion, that becomes more truth. Like, you align with that, and then things in life start building up towards that.
Yep. All right. So we'll play with that through the weekend, and we'll be back with everyone on the podcast on Monday.
Yep.
All right. All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening. This is Kim and Jill with One Harmonic Whole Daily's podcast.
Please like, subscribe, share, comment. Share with a friend today. Somebody needs this message.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'd appreciate it. Thank you. And thank you so much for listening.
Great.